Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Farley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Rudolph. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Don Rudolph. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball towards right. Hershberger settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hershberger. Pearsall moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to third for the out. O'Connell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes King. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. King steals second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-1 in the game. Farley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rudolph is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith pinch hits for John Buzzard. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dom Zanni now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. King hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. King reaches second base with a double. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier strikes out. Two outs. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudolph for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 2 in the game. Farley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Farley reaches third base with a triple. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Senators. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Domzani. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell bunts towards first. Farley scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. King takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-3 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotter takes first base on ball 4. Schmidt moves to second. Frank Bauman now pitching. Don Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rudolph is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. King scores. Schmidt scores. Cotter goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Senators. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 9-2, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Long takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Farley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farley moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Farley moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bob Roselli pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Farley scores. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-3, Senators. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.